In the morning, the wall we'd built from various stones stood somehow changed by sunlight in the garden, the morning dew, and the air cool from the valley and clear. For what was clear was that our wall, as if out of thin air, had become more than its stones, more than just the shape in the garden to organize the weeds. It had changed because how we saw it had changed, standing there in the patch we'd cleared. What had simply been a neglected garden now contained our wall, larger, more wobbly than any stone. Way off in the valley, the air lay open as air, grassy, wild, unchanged. There the fields were scattered with stones. But was our field a field more clear, because divided, set off by our wall, or was it simply our garden? Answers grow poorly in gardens. It has something to do with the air. Yet for all its bulk, the idea of our wall had brought us a delicate change. The flowers less wild, more clear in their reds and greens on the stone. Somehow something strange, not of stone, had crept out in the midst of our garden. How sad, how clear it felt there in the early air. Everything around us was changed. For what had been our wall was clearly now a part of the garden, destined to change in the air from garden to wall to stone.